Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And on today's episode, really wanted to dive into what this new media rights contract is going to look like in Major League Baseball in the year 2026. Going to be different. Going to be way, way different from what we are used to. Phillies obviously going to be in a lot of nationally televised games. So I thought it was worth taking kind of just an episode to dive into this. So first of all, here is the, and this is from Manny Soloway, who on Twitter, you can find him at Sports on TV Guy, with a MLB on NBC primer. Sunday Night Baseball is 25 games on NBC or NBCSN. For those who are unaware, NBC Sports Network, the new iteration of it is back. Here in the year 2025, or really getting ready for 2026, / Peacock. I think most games will be on NBC, but you might have NBCSN and Peacock involved in there too. MLB Sunday leadoff will be 18 games. There will be an afternoon whip-around show on Peacock every Sunday. That's pretty cool. Kind of like a baseball red zone, if you will, exclusive to Peacock subscribers. On every MLB game on July 5th, 2025, will air on NBC or Peacock. I guess this should be 2026, is that what that should say. Also, don't understand why July 5th, not July 4th. Feels like they should get more into the holiday thing. Well, I'll keep going here. NBC will also get primetime games on opening day and Labor Day. NBC or Peacock will air a game on the final day of the regular season in 2027 and 2028. Peacock will air a daily out-of-market game. NBC will get a special event game in 2027 and 2028. And just a real quick kind of look ahead to what NBC is going to have on Sunday nights in the year 2026. This is every single Sunday night. But, you know, September, we'll work backwards, September 13th through December 27th, they got a Sunday night game every single night. From May 31st, I guess this is where they'll get conflicted. The first 2 months of the season, they got basketball too. So that's going to have some of those baseball games going to have to go to NBCSN. Starting May 31st and going through September 6th, they got a baseball game. And then also when football resumes, they got a baseball game. May 31st through September 6th. They got the NBA from February on through May 24th, whether it's regular season, postseason. They got a playoff game or a game on January 4th, final day of the regular season in football, wild card playoffs on January 11th. Only two TBDs in here, January 18th and 25th. And then, of course, they're going to have Olympic coverage as well. NBC becoming just like a mammoth of sports media here is something to watch here. And then also Netflix, this is big as well. Netflix is going to be airing two things that are pertinent to baseball here in Philadelphia. Number one is that Netflix will be airing the Field of Dreams game. They'll be the broadcast partner for the Phillies Twins Field of Dreams game next season instead of Fox Sports. And that game will officially take place on, wait, I had the date written here. Just a second. They announced it was a change in scheduling. But Netflix on August 13th, 2026, which is a Thursday, two teams will have off on Friday. They will complete the series in Minnesota on Saturday and Sunday. So if you want to watch the Field of Dreams game, that game will air exclusively on Netflix. So that is something to watch in the month of August of next year. Also, Netflix will exclusively air the Home Run Derby. So the Home Run Derby coming to Philadelphia in the year 2026, that will be exclusively broadcast on Netflix. I mean, we got all kinds of changes here in the media landscape. We got all kinds of situations moving around. We got all kinds of stuff, you know, bouncing off the walls here. I'll start with NBC. I'm excited for baseball on NBC. I assume it'll be Mike Tirico, maybe some Noah Eagle as well. They've really done a good job. For those of you who watch the NBA on NBC, they've done a really good job with their presentation. I think it is worth noting that, NBC's done a really good job with that. I think they could do a really good job with baseball. ESPN will stay a partner of Major League Baseball. My understanding is they will do some games throughout the course of the week, but not nearly as often as, you know, NBC here, not the primetime games. I saw Carl Ravitch tweet about that earlier today, or just before I started recording here. Like, they have, you know, indicated that they'll still have games. They still might have, like, the first round of the playoffs. They'll have, like, I would imagine, I guess NBC's getting the Little League Classic now, which is an interesting dynamic of ESPN does the Little League World Series, but NBC's doing the Little League Classic in Williamsport. It's going to be very, very interesting. And the Netflix stuff, too. I mean, it's just another streaming service that's just buying in on games. Netflix bought two NFL games on Christmas for the second year in a row. They got the Home Run Derby. They got Field of Dreams game. And I, like everybody else, if you don't have Netflix, like, you got to buy it. Like, you cannot miss that type of content. Otherwise, you feel like you're left out. So, you know, certainly harder to find all sports, you know, the way maybe we used to, but it is certainly going to be interesting to see how people respond to this. We've come a long way from the Facebook games back in the 2010s, but I think we really, really are in a great place of we're in a great place of sports media in terms of, like, it's changing and it's ever evolving, and you see how booming the industry is. But it's not great for the consumer because you have to pay for just stuff in more places, and then that is frustrating for sure. So interesting to see how people respond to that. In particular, that Field of Dreams game is going to be awesome. Like, that is a bucket list item. If I can somehow find my way out there, I will absolutely want to do that. I mean, going to Iowa would just be awesome stuff. Really hope the Eagles, you know, because I work all the Eagles games here at WIP, really hope the Eagles are not working that day, or not playing that day. It is a Thursday in August. Sometimes they have preseason games right around then, but would be an incredible experience to go. Sure, super expensive, but to go watch a game in a cornfield just looks really friggin' cool. I mean, just really friggin' cool. Went away for a couple of years. Glad the Phillies are going to be part of the resurrection of said game. Kind of weird playing the Twins. No rivalry or juice to that matchup, but should be interesting nonetheless. Should be interesting to watch. See if Netflix hangs on here. NBC, a growing Major League Baseball partner. And I just hope they take it seriously. I hope their presentation is better than ESPN's. They've certainly proven that they have a better presentation than the NBA, you know, in basketball broadcasts. ESPN, ABC still has the NBA Finals. Fox will still have the World Series. But, this is NBC, or Netflix, rather, getting something that doesn't belong to Fox anymore. And we'll see if NBC's reign of dominance continues in the baseball postseason over the years. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And on today's episode, really wanted to dive into what this new media rights contract is going to look like in Major League Baseball in the year 2026. Going to be different. Going to be way, way different from what we are used to. Phillies obviously going to be in a lot of nationally televised games. So I thought it was worth taking kind of just an episode to dive into this. So first of all, here is and this is from Manny Soloway, who on Twitter, you can find him at Sports on TV Guy, with a MLB on NBC primer. Sunday Night Baseball is 25 games on NBC or NBCSN. For those who are unaware, NBC Sports Network, the new iteration of it, is back here in the year 2025, or really getting ready for 2026, / Peacock. I think most games will be on NBC, but you might have NBCSN and Peacock involved in there too. MLB Sunday leadoff will be 18 games. There will be an afternoon whip around show on Peacock every Sunday. That's pretty cool. Kind of like a baseball red zone, if you will. Exclusive to Peacock subscribers. And every MLB game on July 5th, 2025 will air on NBC or Peacock. I guess this should be 2026. Is that what that should say? Also, don't understand why July 5th, not July 4th. Feels like they should get more into the holiday thing. We'll keep going here. NBC will also get a primetime. We'll get primetime games on opening day and Labor Day. NBC or Peacock will air a game on the final day of the regular season in 2027 and 2028. Peacock will air a daily out-of-market game. NBC will get a special event game in 2027 and 2028. And just a real quick kind of look ahead to what NBC is going to have on Sunday nights in the year 2026. This is every single Sunday night, but you know, September, we'll work backwards. September 13th through December 27th, they got a Sunday night game every single night from May 31st. I guess this is where they'll get conflicted. The first 2 months of the season, they got basketball too. So that's going to have some of those baseball games going to have to go to NBCSN. Starting May 31st and going through September 6th, they got a baseball game. And then also when football resumes, they got a baseball game May 31st through September 6th. They got the NBA from February on through May 24th. Whether it's regular season, postseason, they got a playoff game or a game on January 4th, final day of the regular season in football, wild card playoffs on January 11th. Only two TBDs in here, January 18th and 25th. And then, of course, they're going to have Olympic coverage as well. NBC becoming just like a mammoth of sports media here is something to watch here. And then also Netflix, this is big as well. Netflix is going to be airing two things that are pertinent to baseball here in Philadelphia. Number one is that Netflix will be airing the Field of Dreams game. They'll be the broadcast partner for the Phillies Twins Field of Dreams game next season instead of Fox Sports. And that game will officially take place they announced it was a change in scheduling, but Netflix on August 13th, 2026, which is a Thursday, two teams will have off on Friday. They will complete the series in Minnesota on Saturday and Sunday. So if you want to watch the Field of Dreams game, that game will air exclusively on Netflix. So that is something to watch in the month of August of next year. Also, Netflix will exclusively air the Home Run Derby. So the Home Run Derby coming to Philadelphia in the year 2026, that will be exclusively broadcast on Netflix. I mean, we got all kinds of changes here in the media landscape. We got all kinds of situations moving around. We got all kinds of stuff, you know, bouncing off the walls here. I'll start with NBC. I'm excited for baseball on NBC. I assume it'll be Mike Tirico, maybe some Noah Eagle as well. They've really done a good job. For those of you who watch the NBA on NBC, they've done a really good job with their presentation. I think it is worth noting that, it's worth noting that NBC's done a really good job with that. I think they could do a really good job with baseball. ESPN will stay a partner of Major League Baseball. My understanding is they will do some games throughout the course of the week, but not nearly as often as, you know, NBC here, not the primetime games. I saw Carl Ravitch tweet about that earlier today or just before I started recording here. Like, they have, you know, indicated that they'll still have games. They still might have like the first round of the playoffs. I would imagine, I guess NBC's getting the Little League Classic now, which is an interesting dynamic of ESPN does the Little League World Series, but NBC's doing the Little League Classic in Williamsport. It's going to be very, very interesting. And the Netflix stuff too. I mean, it's just another streaming service that's just buying in on games. Netflix bought two NFL games on Christmas for the second year in a row. They got the Home Run Derby. They got Field of Dreams game. And I, like everybody else, if you don't have Netflix, like, you got to buy it. Like, you cannot miss that type of content. Otherwise, you feel like you're left out. So, you know, certainly harder to find all sports, you know, the way maybe we used to, but it is certainly going to be interesting to see how people respond to this. We've come a long way from the Facebook games back in the 2010s, but I think we really, really are in a great place of we're in a great place of sports media in terms of, like, it's changing and it's ever evolving, and you see how booming the industry is, but it's not great for the consumer because you have to pay for just stuff in more places, and then that is frustrating for sure. So interesting to see how people respond to that. In particular, that Field of Dreams game is going to be awesome. Like, that is a bucket list item. If I can somehow find my way out there, I will absolutely want to do that. I mean, going to Iowa would just be awesome stuff. Really hope the Eagles, you know, because I work all the Eagles games here at WIP, really hope the Eagles are not working that day or not playing that day. It is a Thursday in August. Sometimes they have preseason games right around then, but would be an incredible experience to go. Sure, super expensive, but to go watch a game in a cornfield just looks really friggin' cool. I mean, just really friggin' cool. Went away for a couple of years. Glad the Phillies are going to be part of the resurrection of said game. Kind of weird playing the Twins. No rivalry or juice to that matchup, but should be interesting nonetheless. Should be interesting to watch. See if Netflix hangs on here. NBC, a growing Major League Baseball partner. And I just hope they take it seriously. I hope their presentation is better than ESPN's. They've certainly proven that they have a better presentation than the NBA, you know, in basketball broadcasts. ESPN, ABC still has the NBA Finals. Fox will still have the World Series. But, this is NBC, or Netflix, rather, getting something that doesn't belong to Fox anymore. And we'll see if NBC's reign of dominance continues in the baseball postseason over the years.